Hi everyone, you're listening to What's New Bro. It's the podcast of my brother and myself discussing the events of this world and our lives in general. How you getting on, man?
Yeah, good, bro.
Yeah,
good,
decent.
Good. Yeah, decent.
Standard. Decent. Decent, to say the least. Okay, so how's work going? You started a new job. How's life?
It's going good, man. It's work, I guess.
It's the life. Well, you texted me today. You've got a new philosophy.
Philosophy. You just got to split the day up. You do morning.
Okay.
Morning.
Yeah.
You get the morning.
Right.
Once you've done the morning, you got the lunch. Forward to lunch. Hour lunch break, and then you're like, oh, only 3 hours left.
Only 3 hours after your lunch break. When's your lunch break?
I take it off about one.
Okay.
I go three. One.
And then there's 3 hours left.
Well, so three and a half.
Yeah. Sounds like you're counting the minutes, though.
Well.
I mean, if you think about it that way, doesn't the day just take longer to pass? No. You're just looking at the clock the whole time.
No, not really. That's fine.
Okay. No, I like it. You're trying to, you know, it's staying positive.
Got a positive outlook.
It's all about the PMA. Yeah. Positive mental attitude. Yeah. There's no other way to go.
PMA.
Okay. I've made this up.
Like,
I'm a visionary. I'm Gandhi. Okay, I'm not sure where that came from. not Gandhi. That's a weird.
You're the Tupac of YouTube.
I'm the Tupac of YouTube.
You're the Gandhi.
I'm the Gandhi of YouTube. Yeah. If anything, I'm not even remotely Tupac.
No.
That position's taken.
Yeah, it's taken.
I'm the scarce of podcasts. I'm just the fat guy of podcast. Okay, so let's get into the actual show. So I got a first topic for you. So I'm going to ask you, have you heard of Hurt Bay?
Uh-huh.
Hurt Bay, hashtag Hurt Bay.
No.
You've not heard of Hurt Bay? You've not heard of this?
Should I?
It's pretty big. Well, I mean, maybe you should have. It's pretty big. It's like everywhere.
Is it?
It's in the, well, I mean, it's on like Facebook and stuff.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of it?
No.
Okay, so what this is, it's a, there's this channel, it's called The Scene or something. I think it's like a, something like some feminist progressionist YouTube. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Right, but it's clearly got a message. Yeah. Okay. And so what they do is they take two exes.
Yeah.
And they sit them down opposite each other.
Yeah.
And they just get them to talk about.
Oh, why they split up?
Right. Yeah. But it feels like it's recently happened.
Yeah.
In the video I watched, it feels like it's pretty fresh.
Yeah.
And this girl sits down opposite this guy, and this guy cheated on her.
Oh,
and
no.
So she's asking him questions.
Yeah.
About cheating on her.
Yeah,
and it's this girl. I'm gonna show you a picture right now.
Yeah.
So it's this girl.
Yeah.
Sat opposite this geese.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she's. It starts with her asking him questions like, "What did you do?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "He's like, I did everything.
Oh,
I slept with other people. I had sex with other girls.
Oh, that's
awful. You know, I did everything." And and the internet is going mad because this girl is fucking in pain. She is
really,
dude. She looks sad. She looks like,
it's
like,
it's
heartbreaking.
Why do they do that? Are they getting paid for it?
I don't know what their motivations are behind being
in
the video.
Is it like a TV show? Is it a home?
I think it's like a art piece thing.
Oh.
I don't really know.
Like
I presume they're being Shia LaBeoufed right now. You've Shia LaBeoufed them. Oh my god. their life is, his entire life is an art piece.
Yeah.
His whole life is just one. I guess the joke's on him, I guess. I don't know what he's so they sit them down and she's asking him questions. And the questions are things like, it gets pretty deep, dude.
Yeah.
She's asking him things like, how many times did you cheat on me? And he goes, I don't know, I wasn't counting.
Yeah.
You weren't
I wasn't counting. He lost track.
Nobody isn't counting anything,
yeah.
Right? When someone says, how many cookies did you eat? And you go, I don't know, I wasn't counting. That's a lie. Up till about seven.
For you, maybe.
up till about seven or eight cookies, you are counting. You just, you don't even have to count. It's just, your mind just keeps track of those things.
Yeah.
No one loses count of four.
No.
No one goes one, two, three, four. I don't know. Fuck it. I'm gone at this point. Too much math. No, he's gone beyond that point.
Yeah.
He's on like seven or eight at this point, at least. Yeah. Surely.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That's awful.
Who does that?
I
and this girl's like, she's like crying. And he, oh man.
What, and he keeps carrying on?
Dude, he's like, straight face. He's like, his
question.
Dude, I'm telling you, his face is this the whole time.
Savage.
Like the whole time. He's not even, there's no expression.
What, and they just keep going?
They keep going. They're talking about it.
Why does it? It doesn't make any sense. Well, they're just there to hurt each other. What's the outcome?
I don't know what the... Yeah, I guess to kind of show what cheating does to a relationship or the people in it. I don't know. There's just a lot of pain.
Put yourself through that, just to, especially on camera as well.
Oh, man. It's dark. And people are like...
And people love it. They eat it up.
They eat that stuff up. Yeah. And then, so people are looking at this girl and being like, that is... sad and heartbreaking, and I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
And this guy is clearly not a good dude.
Yeah.
And he's just straight faced, dude. I'm talking leveled lip, like mouth closed.
Man, it's just, I don't even know what to say about that because it's just awful. I don't, and the fact that it gets so many views as well just shows that people love drama. I don't know.
It's dark. Other people's misery is our entertainment, exactly. Right? Of course. Yeah. Right.
I love it.
Trust me. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to talk about with you is let me have a look here. So, have you heard about the Sutton United reserve keeper?
No.
Okay, so upcoming is a match between Arsenal and Sutton United, right? Yeah. I mean, you've heard of this. Yeah. Right, and so the Sutton United reserve keeper is not in the shape of his life.
No.
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture of him.
Do you mean by shape of his life?
I mean, he's not, like, he's rounder than your average goalkeeper. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so this is him. Okay. So, savage. I mean, he looks kind of like a Yorkshire pudding, right? but, so here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing this meme. It says... Yeah. It says, I'm going to eat Theo Walcott alive come Monday.
Oh.
Right? I mean, first of all, he's a reserve keeper. So he's not first up on the bill. Yeah. He's not playing. He's not starting. Okay, there's no way this guy's starting.
Yeah.
One of the kids will start.
Yeah.
Right? But all these people are roasting this guy. Yeah. Like, so here we go. Here are the comments. Looks like he already has, says Matt. Really hope last 10 minutes he'll get subbed on. Maybe his highlight.
Oh, that's not a lot.
You know, like... So, I don't know how good you have to be in order to be the reserve keeper for Sutton United. But, I mean, my presumption is better than the average commenter on that video.
Yeah.
So, I mean, more power to this guy, right? Exactly. And, I mean, he's playing against Arsenal. Are you playing against Arsenal? I'm not playing against Arsenal.
He's probably not playing against Arsenal.
Well, I mean, he's probably not playing. I mean, he's on the bench for Arsenal, at least. See, this is not productive.
No, that's not an okay thing to say. I repent.
You're going to have to pray for that, bro. I'm not accepting that. I want to hear an apology on air right now. No, say you're sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Say Sutton United reserve keeper.
Hey, do you know what? You can't roast a guy for at least even getting there to be a reserve keeper. I know it's not the most glorious Sutton United, but...
No, it's not, It's not Manchester United.
No.
But, I don't know, there's a lot to be said for following your dream regardless of what it is.
Yeah,
So, definitely. I mean, that's that. My next question to you is, and, I mean, answer, but I do have a reason.
Yeah.
I got a story. But, what did you have for lunch today?
Chicken and cheese bagel.
How was that?
Was it
decent? It was
alright? It wasn't bad? It was lunch?
Pre-lit.
It was lunch?
Pre-lit dinner.
Yeah.
Trust me. So the reason I asked
is... Okay, it was a strange question.
I mean, it's not that strange. It's not like something you never ask.
Yeah.
It's like, sometimes you just say, like, what'd you have for lunch? No? Am I the only person that has that conversation? Yeah, okay, that's just me. Okay, so the reason I ask is I was thinking about it on my lunch because I have some lunch-related questions to ask you.
Yeah.
So I was going to lunch and I was kind of hungry and I was just thinking of what to have for lunch, and I fancied something somewhere between the realms of gonna give me diabetes and healthy. So I was like, I'm gonna have a sandwich.
Yeah.
But I didn't bring a sandwich.
No, you went and bought one.
I went and bought a sandwich.
Yeah.
So I went down the road to try and buy a sandwich, and I was like, I'm gonna go for staple something probably I could have made.
Yeah.
Right, so I went for a ham and cheese. sandwich, right?
Oh.
I mean, but that's not.
Why would you?
It's not that outrageous.
No, I mean it's not gross, but I mean when you got all those other options, why are you?
Because there wasn't that many other options. It was kind of either that.
Shows what kind of guy you are.
How? It never explains to me.
You go to the shop, there's always variety, and you think a ham and cheese.
You know the worst part? It's like a 15-minute walk. It's not like I just popped over the... It's like it takes me half an hour to get there and back.
That's what you get for picking ham and cheese. I hope it was worth it.
Do you want to... This is the story, right?
I hope that £1.20 was worth
it. No. So, and it wasn't. It was like £2.40 for a sandwich.
Scam.
I've been absolutely ripped.
Yeah, go.
So I pick up this sandwich and I get like a packet of Walkers, packet of crisps with it, and a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So I take this down. I'm gonna go sit on the bench. And
why did you get a bottle of water?
What do you mean? Why did I get? It's a meal deal, isn't it? Comes
yeah, but you've
the
already
bottle.
Made. I mean, I've you've already made. Yeah, if you're going crisps,
there's no
sandwich. You may as well just get a Coke or something.
There's redemption for me still.
No.
I can. No. I look for solace.
Past the point in there, but...
No. I look for solace in the bottle of water.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm you know it's. Whatever, it's like those calories I've missed there, right? It's like Diet Coke I could have gone for, I guess.
Yeah.
But what's in Diet Coke, though? That's my question.
No one knows, honestly.
Is it a mystery? Yeah. I mean, it says zero calories, zero sugar, zero fat, and it tastes exactly the same as normal. Who's buying normal Coke? How is that a business? I don't...
It's in people's heads.
It's all
they've
in
been
your
infiltrated.
Head, man. They've been absolutely been infiltrated by Coca-Cola. They're in their
they're
heads.
So far in everyone's so heads, no one knows what to do.
It's some Inception level shit. They're like three levels deep.
Yeah.
No, my girlfriend does. She's like, oh, Diet Coke is disgusting. It's fucking gross. Exactly. I can't drink that shit.
And when people say, oh, it tastes flat. It's
like what? In
you
what
just
world?
Invented that.
Yeah.
You're just following everyone else. You are
just
you a
made
sheep?
This,
is that what you are?
It's sheeple.
I'll be the shepherd with my Diet Coke. You be the sheep with your full fat.
With your type 2 diabetes, like a week down the road.
Yeah.
Okay. No. So this story does have a point anyway. And I get this sandwich, and I take a bite, and oh my god, this sandwich has, I don't know what, this is a mystery, right? It has some kind of...
Don't say mayonnaise or
like
mustard.
Like a sauce. Not mustard.
No,
because mustard is kind
about.
Of acceptable.
Yeah.
I don't know whether this was just a little too much butter or mayo, right? But if you can get the two confused, it's not good.
No.
This sauce was dubious at best.
Dubious
at best.
Yeah, you sounded like Dr. Evil then. Dubious.
No.
Oh, sounded like a Dr. Seuss
maybe. I mean, I don't know if that's the right context to use the word dubious in, but I'm gonna we'll stick
a
with
bit
it.
Adventurous
I want to try new things. Yeah. I mean, I've tried a ham and cheese sandwich with mayo in, so like, I can do anything.
You're going a bit off the rails.
No. But if you can get it confused between mayo and butter...
Yeah.
Anything can happen, right? Who knows what this is? So I'm thinking, my question is, who puts mayo in a ham and cheese sandwich?
It's so nice.
My other question is...
Even if it was mayo.
If it's... No.
That was man sauce.
It's not man sauce. My other question is, if it's butter...
Yeah.
How much butter do you need to put in for me to confuse
butter.
It with mayo? And what kind of butter? Like sunflower spread?
I hate butter.
Does that taste kind of
mayo-y?
Butter is... Butter's
I'm literally
splendor.
One of the only people that hate butter.
You don't like butter?
No, or salt.
What is it about butter that you don't like?
I don't know. It's just
too rich?
Do you know what? I think it's because my childhood is what...
Yeah.
My friend... I'm not disclosing names, but my friend... My friend...
No
disclosing.
Mouth it to me. Mouth it to me. Ah! I know him.
Yeah, in secondary school, you said year 7... He used to get jam and butter sandwiches.
Who puts
jam
butter on
and butter
hold
sandwiches?
Hold on.
No, okay. That's,
you put butter
that's
on a jam
first
sandwich.
Off, that is one of the reasons it put me off, because jam and butter. Second of all, he used to get this butter and he used to, like, I don't even want to say it. It's so disgusting.
I mean, you've come too far. You have
to
say
that. He used
to
lick the side of the butter.
Oh my god.
And then, like, munch it up and have, like, soggy bread around his lip. With jam around his lips. It was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. It put me off my lunch.
That bit of crust
and
in the corner
of
the mouth.
Yeah, you saving that for later or what?
It's like, that's been there for weeks. Who knows?
That could be yesterday's jam sandwich. You know what I was watching, which is disgusting? This video, and it was like, what do people call that bit of, like, dry, dry spit on the side, and they called it quazzle. And they called it quazzle. I was like, oh my lanta.
My man's calling it quazzle.
Oh my lanta. He just called it quazzle. That is the best invention.
You've just invented that. You've made that up. I was watching a video. Oh yeah, sure you were, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe you. You've been on Urban Dictionary for like 3 hours, like trying to figure out what that thing's called. You're like, oh man, okay. So, but, and so that has put you off.
Yeah, well, put you off. And that and the taste, but yeah.
That and the taste.
Yeah, it's proper salty and I hate salt.
But it's not, I mean, it's kind of...
I don't know the texture of it and I don't like...
The texture? I mean, it's just like...
Well, not texture, but I just don't like it. I don't know why. I don't like it. You don't like onions.
Well, yeah, but they make me sick. Mm. Okay. Debatable. Okay, we're going to play that. Debatable. To who? To who is that debate? Who are you going to debate that with? Me, I guess, right? Yeah. But no, but I just don't... Okay, whatever. It's a dietary preference. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. You don't own me. You're not God. Oh my God. So, I have to ask.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to bring to the table?
I actually have a topic.
Oh my God. Well, I'm just impressed that you've put in effort to anything other than FIFA, sleeping, and I don't know what else you do. I guess eat.
Yeah. Oh.
I guess. Oh, hypocrite.
Right. I've got one.
Okay.
Actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, I've got one.
Okay. This is.
What do you think about this? Viewing. Do you know what? This is actually just. This is gonna trigger you.
This is gonna trigger me.
It's gonna set you off on one.
Oh okay.
Oh, I've got two actually.
Okay. No, we could do one. We could do one then the other. This could be a long
episode. First one. Okay. I don't know whether you've heard about it. I think you might have heard about it.
It's possible.
The what was that plane accident? The MH. The plane that went missing. Not the accident.
MH-208 or something. I don't know. It's a number.
Did you hear about it? About the 20 businessmen that are on the plane.
No.
So basically, on that plane, there was 20 businessmen, all from one company.
Hmm.
And they guess what they made on that company?
What?
In the company. They make mini computers. Guess what the mini computers did?
What do they do?
The mini computers hid planes from radars.
That's not right.
No, I swear.
This is some Illuminati stuff.
I swear.
Nah, you're getting this off a YouTube video.
Four out of the five people who owned the company had the rights to the company were on the plane. And the fifth one wasn't.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
So this guy knows how to hide a plane. No, I'm guessing, right?
Do you know what I mean?
That cannot be real.
I swear that's real. Look, I'll find it now.
Okay.
What was the plane called?
I don't know. What's the plane? You brought the story and you don't know the name of the plane.
It's because Dad told it to me and I was like, what? That is...
Hang on. Hold on.
No, I wasn't like that. That was just... I don't know where that came from.
You can't come to me with a story and then ask me what the story's about.
I'm never going to find it because I don't know the name of it.
So this is
completely pointless.
I mean, this is all,
just a waste of everybody's time.
I mean, this is all speculation at this point. We've learned nothing so far.
Okay, another one.
Okay, so moving on swiftly because that fell to a dead halt when you forgot the name of your topic.
I don't even know the name.
No, it's fine.
Anti-Trump protests take place across UK.
Did you struggle across the word?
I did. I wasn't sure if it was the protesters or protests.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anti-Trump protests take place across the UK.
I mean,
across the UK in front of the Houses of Parliament.
I mean,
5 p.m. tonight till 9 p.m.
I mean, I struggle with that a little bit. I mean, is this pictures you're showing?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're seeing here is just hundreds
of
people.
Masses of people.
Yeah,
in front of
several people in front of them. I mean, several.
Okay, well, here we go.
There's like 12 people.
Here we go.
Okay, there's thousands of people there.
That's what happens when you try to sound intellectual.
Yeah, that's it. I've tried. Okay, so here, this is the heart of the issue, I guess. Theresa the appeaser.
Yeah.
So Theresa May was the first politician or the first world leader to visit Trump.
Yeah.
Here we go. I like dick, I like taters, not dictators. Nice one.
Good one.
Nice one. So she was the first world leader to appear at Trump, and they're seeing that as a sign that we're agreeing to a lot of their politics, along with the things, you know, Trump says a lot of pretty outlandish shit.
Yeah.
For example, he said he believes that torture works.
Mm.
Now,
has he really said that?
So the military leaders in the US have said, that's a world crime. You know, even them, I mean, they're pretty hardcore.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah.
They even said it's a war crime.
That's a war crime. We're not gonna you know, yeah, we're probably not going to stand behind that. No. We don't torture anybody, yeah, just so you know. But he said, well, I mean, well, if you did, it would work. Like, and oh, so wrong. People are not happy about it. But so I kind of get this.
But I don't know about the say no to it. I don't think he's a, I don't know about the racist.
I don't know that he's racist. I don't, I mean, I think his ideology.
Some of the stuff that he says is,
yeah, I mean, it sounds downright racist, yeah, doesn't it? But I don't want to go out and say that he's a racist, right, without knowing him personally. Yeah. But I would say that he likes to make policy.
That's to be controversial.
Yeah, and he likes to ride on the ideas of, yeah, other people who maybe could be identified as racist,
yeah,
and use their anger to fuel his sort of the policies he wants to make,
yeah,
active in the country. But I mean, so the thing I don't get, we were walking through Bristol, me and a bunch of lads, and there's this massive, ooh, Trump protest. Ooh, friends. Ooh, pal. Oh, you have pals.
Me and a bunch of,
oh, me and a bunch of boys. We're walking through Bristol, and there's this protest going on straight through the, yeah, middle of the street. And there's all these people, and we're having to like duck and weave through this crowd of people waving signs, like, and shouting. Like, yeah, I just have to, who's listening? Right at that point, yeah, at that level, you're walking through Bristol with signs to protest.
Like, there's going to be much change.
To protest Trump, who's the president of a different country, just so you're aware. Not our country. Our country's fine.
That's what I don't understand. Why is it going on over here? Just to show we don't support it.
I mean, I guess so. But what's the 400 students down Park Street going to, yeah, do?
I know.
I don't. I mean, I struggle with that. And my friend,
just to get their voices.
Dan's ducking and weaving through the crowd. Yeah. He's like, get out of my way. Like, he's like, we're just trying to go about our day, please. Yeah. You know, can you do it somewhere less disruptive?
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
But who knows? That's the story. So, well, I guess that's it for today. You got anything you want to add?
No, that's it, really.
No, yeah, standard. Well, that's been our week. So far, I guess.
So far, we're only one day in.
That's wasn't it. Well, no. Okay, so I mean, like, the previous week. Yeah. I'm not talking this week, you know, one day into this week. Yeah, we're going to do a summary of this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, like, you've just spoiled the illusion. They don't know when this is coming out. This could come out
any Friday.
It's Friday. Oh, guys, it's Sunday, maybe. It could be any day. Like, would you... It could be any day, I swear. Okay, so, well, that's that. You've been listening to... Don't touch me, man.
Yeah,
don't
go.
You're not me, bro. Don't look at me that way. You've been listening to What's New, Bro. This is our new podcast. Please feel free to subscribe. Leave us a...
what you want to hear next? What you want to see us talk about next? Have you got
leave
any...
us a comment. Yeah, have you got any suggestions for topics? That's absolutely fine. If not, we'll find them on... Well, I mean, one of us will find them. The other one will just speculate for a while. We'll just
make stuff up, throw it in the air.
Rhetoric about a story that he may have heard from his dad. Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, I came prepared.
That sprung to mind. I was like, oh, this is a good topic.
Oh, this is great.
Apart from I forgot the pivotal moment in the story.
You've done well fact-checking that. It's a good job we're not pretending to be a reliable news source here. Take everything we say as if it's all complete conjecture. Yeah. We've just made it all up. Yeah. None of it's real. Yeah. Just we're pretending.
Yeah.
So, listen, you can check us out on... you know, make sure you leave a review on SoundCloud or iTunes, or leave a comment on YouTube and hit subscribe. And have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you for watching.
Bye.